Well, cars. Briefly, thinking about cars. Thinking about winter, thinking about driving cars along country lanes particularly, but main roads too, especially in winter. What kinds of things can happen to them? Molly?
Could get stuck because of ice or snow.
True, they could. Had plenty of that, didn't we, the other week? Grace?
They could slip on icy roads.
In a way, we've started sort of with the big problems. In a sense, it's not so serious as that. But it's something with cars, particularly when the roads, shall we say, are wet and muddy. There's the hint. Wet and muddy. Molly.
Cars get dirty.
Car gets dirty. Forever washing your car. You take it out, it comes back, and it looks just the same as before, again, with mud and grass stuck to the side there along these country lanes, grass you pick up and anything, straw, all sort of caked there onto the side of your car. And so, going out the other day, in the sun in particular, driving along, I thought, oh, what had caught my attention there, do you think? Think splash, think mud, think that sort of stuff. Grace? I couldn't see very well through the window. Oh, it was all stained with muddy stains and things. So I thought, right, going to have to get to work on that when I get home. So got the sponge out, got the water out. I gave it, I thought, a good going over. And then I went out in the sunny day again. What do you think? What do you think? What do you think? Anybody there? Molly?
The dirty water had dried on.
Well, it probably had a bit. It certainly had a bit. And I could still see, you know, sort of spots and stains and things there still on the window. So it means I'm going to have to do it again. And do you think I will get it absolutely spotless? Do you think I will? Do you think I'll go out and think, ah, that's it? Will I always be finding, missed a bit there, missed a bit here. Oh, look, that's still... I rather think it will be like that. No matter the way how hard I try and the best shampoo there from wherever and all the promises it tells me what it will do for my car, there'll still be something. I'll notice some stain on the window. There'll certainly be some stain on the side there. No matter how hard we try. What a little lesson to us there, isn't it? Our lives in the sight of God. No matter how hard we try, particularly the sun, you see, picks out all those blemishes and all the things that aren't quite right. It's like the law of God. The law of God, the law of God, we might think, I'm obeying God. I'm following everything he's told me to do. I'm doing wonderfully well by it. Okay, some of the big things that people might do out there, killing people and robbing people and being violent in that way, well, we might not do those things, and I'm glad if you don't. But there'll still be things that come up in our hearts and we entertain in our minds. And those things there, well, God will deal with those and judge those as well as all the bigger things, you might say, to his mind, all of them worthy of the same punishment. And this punishment is, what is the punishment? What comes from that? Grace, go on, tell me. It is death, isn't it? Death. That's the punishment. That's the end. Oh, that is big. Yes, well, God is holy and just, and he does not tolerate in his world anything that is less than himself. And so anything that is less holy than he is, or is not as just as he is, and perfect as he is, it is eliminated in that way by being sentenced to death. It's going to be removed, and that will happen at the end of time. It will be removed. Those blemishes, yeah, those blemishes, you'll be removed. But those small things that I do that I wrong, really, and I think about it, oh dear, Yes, they'll all be. You'll be taken away from his presence, removed, sentenced, death. That's big, isn't it? It's big. And no matter how hard you try, I'll try hard, I assure you, I'll try again tomorrow. No matter how hard you try, it still won't be clean enough when the sun shines on it. Oh, there's that bit. Oh, there's that bit. The law will always find us out and say, but you failed here, and you failed there, and you didn't come up to standard with that, did you? And the law will be right. But the law can't help us. Jesus Christ can. And his blood, which was shed, should take away all of that from the sight of God. All of it. So that in his view, when the sun shines, he doesn't see the blemishes. No, he sees the perfection of his own dear son. And he sees us as though our car there, picturing it like that, is now absolutely beautiful, shining. It's absolutely perfect. Drive it out on the worst of days, if you like, there with the puddles all over the road. Well, you think, oh, it's going to come back looking awful. No, it doesn't. Through this world we travel, and still he looks upon us, the sinner, yes. Well, he doesn't see that anymore, though, does he? He sees us, yes, but he sees us now looking beautiful and holy, radiant, excellent, because we have all of the goodness of Jesus Christ covering us, keeping us clean, maintaining us like that. So these winter days, and the summer too, if it rains, doesn't it? There, it's the same effect in a way. These days, yes, you might have a bit of a car there that needs a clean or whatever, but think on this for yourself. If you are a Christian in the sight of God, however much we might feel ourselves, oh, dirty within and lacking holiness, through Jesus Christ, you can be brought to a place in God's eyes of being perfect, perfect, and being able there to appear before him in heaven and not be removed, but actually be welcomed and embraced. Who would wish to miss that opportunity? So repent and believe the good news. Let's sing our next hymn, 609. More about Jesus would I know, 609.